Good afternoon. Welcome to the Healing Codes Q&A. It is 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I am Linda Brewer. I am your host for this evening. We are here to answer any questions that we possibly can to help you with the Healing Code process. We're not here to diagnose or prescribe or suggest that you take any type of medication or go off any type of medication, supplements, or herbs. Thank you for joining us. You are muted. If you would like to be unmuted at any time, hit star 2 to raise your hand, and I will unmute you. It will be an honor and a privilege to speak with you about whatever you would like to talk about tonight and whatever brought you to the meeting tonight. Anyone, star 2 to raise your hand. Well, thank you for attending, and if at any time you have something you would like to share, ask, whatever, your input and your insight and your experience and your questions will have value. This call is being recorded, and for future reference, if people want to listen to the call who cannot make it tonight. So let's take a deep breath. Get relaxed. Know that you're welcomed and that you're loved. And we will begin with the Universal Healing Code prayer. And then we will do the Healing Code positions. And then we will be honored again to speak with you. Thank you. And as we pray the prayer tonight, since you're muted and no one can hear you but those in your immediate surroundings or yourself, I would encourage you when you go to whatever your issue is that you speak it out loud. And when you do, please notice what you think, what you feel in your body, where you feel it, any actions that you might want to take, anything that you might want to do. And just breathe into your spirit and let your spirit tell you the truth. We come tonight praying that all known and unknown negative images, we just had someone join us, so what we have asked to do tonight, when you get to the issue, since you're muted, to say it out loud to yourself and notice whatever you think, feel, want to do, anything that you notice. And make a mental note of that or write it down or whatever. And anything that you want to share on the call, let's do. But see if the difference it makes to speak it out of you instead of holding it within or thinking it. So I will begin the prayer again, please. And thank you for letting me interrupt those who had gotten started. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Your body now knows what to heal first. Both hands bridge. both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temple. And as you come back into the call here, and you think about the words, the power of the words, and the fear that those words could create if you were able to really know the unhealthy beliefs and the negative images. That you do not know about now, but you got a glimpse into in that few moments of just being present and let your spirit talk to you. How do you feel? If you could say anything to anyone, what would it be? What do you need for someone to say to you? Do you need, I forgive you, you're forgiven? Do you need a hug? A holy kiss? Just a nice, warm, gentle hug. Or maybe just someone to sit down and talk to about anything. What would it be? Do you realize the power that you have walking to a grocery store, riding down a highway, pulling onto an interstate, receiving a robocall, or that unexpected loved one just showing up at your door and saying, I've just come to be with you, to sit with you. What do you need that I could give you? And you could say, what do you need that I could give you? The value of the moment, fleeting time, the power of the present, and the fear of the future, the joy of the future, the mixture of life and all of the emotions running the scale through your river of life. Where are you tonight? And what do you need? If you want to make any comment, participate in the call, please hit star 2 to raise your hand. Anyone? So if I stop the recording and you spoke, and then I would undo it because I have to record this call. What would you say? If I could ring your doorbell and say, hi, I'm Linda. And I'm wandering through time, the past, the present, and the future. And I wonder what your story is. And I wonder what your truth is and what could really, really set you free to live in the moment in peace and love and joy. What would your story be? Would it be your circumstances? Would it be your relationships? Would it be what you've lost or what you've hoped to gain? The value of knowing and understanding and being willing to know and understand. And the truth does set us free. It sets us free to make choices at the ages we are now, with our knowledge and our wisdom, our forgiveness and our gratitude. What would you say? Would you say, oh, come on in, let's have a cup of coffee? And would time flee by because you're totally at peace? And I would be totally at peace with no other agenda than just hearing, loving, and honoring you. How would that be for an evening, a moment, a second of your life? Who would be the one person that you would wish to show up at your door? Or to show up in your heart, in your spirit? How would they look? What would you say? Do you know you? Understand you? Love you, grateful for you, are there other things that you're currently living in, like fear, condemnation, judgment? Always go back to that moment in time when you have that peace and you know that you know that you know that you are okay. You are loved and truth and honor. Anyone who has any comments, hit star 2. And my lights just went out, so I forgot to tell you, we're having thunderstorms tonight. So if I go away, I came to visit you in another way. So I apologize for any break in the phone or our conversation. Is there anyone who would like to share anything tonight? I am going to check the web. We don't have anybody there. Star 2. What does forgiveness look and feel and sound like in your world? And how does your unforgiveness look and sound and feel? How do you know when you have totally forgiven someone? And how much strength and truth does it take for us to receive that forgiveness, or to give that forgiveness? If you pictured unforgiveness, what would it be like for you? What came to my mind was, recently a friend told me she was watching The War Room. And I remembered seeing the movie, and in a moment in time, this gentleman had done wrong for his company. and he thought he would be going to jail. And the CEO of that company came over, and I don't remember exactly how it played out, but I do remember that he was forgiven, and they were not going to prosecute him. And when the man walked out of the couple's house, she looked at her husband and said, "That's grace. That's mercy that doesn't cost you anything and can cost someone else a lot. That's letting go of the judgment, the anger, the bitterness, the resentment, the ugliness, the blackness, and just breathing in and out grace and love. That's grace." Who did you harm today? Or who harmed you? And how did it look and feel for you? And what did you think? And what did you want to do? Did you extend love and grace? The unhealthy beliefs that drive our lives. I'm not worthy. I'm not competent. I don't belong. No one loves me. I'm ugly, I'm fat. Where do you stand understanding your unhealthy beliefs? And a trigger will always be, am I in peace and love? Or am I trying to get something or make someone pay for something that I think will make me feel better? We call it justice sometimes. Where are you on the things that rob you of your health, your peace, your love, your relationship, your prosperity? And prosperity and includes health, debt-free of worry and money issues and unhealthy beliefs, trying to make a relationship work that's past its time a benefit to either person. Have you ever surrendered to that truth and that love and that peace that will help you glow with a glow that no one can understand, but they're so attractive to it? How real are you in the river of life? Any comments, please hit star 2 to raise your hand. And if you have something you would like to talk about, it would be my joy and my pleasure and my blessing to hear that and communicate that with you. When we think of going into the healing part of life, and do we teach it to our children and our grandchildren and all the children that we come in contact with? And so now that I've mentioned that's grace, it's really coming out of my ever being of me. From meeting a mother in the grocery store to sitting behind someone at a signal light and they don't move fast enough, or knowing that a neighbor needs you and you can't find the time to go, or you have a loved one who needs you, or you need those things from someone else. Are we kind enough to ourselves to ask and to give? to receive and to give. You cannot give from an empty tank. You cannot give love from a better heart. You cannot walk in light when there's darkness. Where are you this moment in time? What do you need from your spirit, from your life, from you, your loved ones? What does peace really, really, really feel like? You just surrender to knowing that everything will work out for your good. And how do you work through the human aspect of that? Think about that a moment. Think of a moment when grace was extended to you so totally unexpected, and then think about grace out of the human realm, but the power of that grace and the power of that love and the brightness of that light and the strength in that. And receive that grace. It is yours. And the healing of the unhealthy beliefs will be revealed to you in the moment that you need them. When you need to extend that hand of kindness and that patience, when you need to be good for no other reason than it is absolutely the graceful, right thing to do. Humbleness. You have an inheritance that man cannot create. You have the ability to love regardless of your circumstances. In your hurt and in your disappointments, in your struggles and in your fears, you can and will walk through them. If you choose love and peace and righteousness and humbleness, be patient. Don't try to make life. Let life be your gift to yourself and mankind. Self-control is not about saying, oh, I'm going to give this up. I'm going to do this. Oh, I've got to. I have to. I want to. Listen to your spirit and let it be your guide. Self-control is trusting that you have the strength within you to give yourself grace and to give grace to others. What is it tonight that we, you, I, can let go? That we are love, truth, and light. And we can go into the world without fear. We can go into the world and trust in truth and light. Any comment, please hit star 2. Anyone? Let's do a code. And you can either do it touching your body, or you can do it with a position between your hands and your fingers and your body. This is your life. And we come asking that everything that is can be healed in love, truth, and light be healed. Let us understand the restrictions we put on ourselves by desiring to hold on, fear that we would destroy ourselves and mankind if we didn't let it go. Let us show up in such a way that we radiate with a radiance of just purity and peace and patience and trust that nothing has changed except we have let go. We have surrendered that we are peace in this world. We are the light of love that the world needs. And we first give it to ourselves that we can give it in abundance. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Right hand jaw. Left hand temple. Right hand bridge. Left hand, Adam's apple. Both hands, temples. both hands, Jaws. Both hands, Bridge. And from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet, throughout your fingers and your toes, may you feel love, the power of love, the power of peace. Totally loved. You are. Okay, we had Marilyn from Omaha. I feel overwhelmed by my family with no purpose for me. So Marilyn, thank you for your comment and your question and your sharing. So I would encourage you to just feel that overwhelmness. Is it across your shoulders? Is it down your spine, in your stomach, in your solar plexus? Where do you feel that being so overwhelmed by my family? And if you took time to breathe in with no purpose for me, do you remember a time when you had a purpose for you? And if so, what that purpose was? Is it the demands of the family? Do you have small children, elderly parents, a husband? What demands are being placed on you that you do not feel safe enough to say yes or no to, or to sit down and work out a plan where you are receiving the help from them if this is possible? Or what is it that you need from your family? And I am just, hear this, I am just speaking from the words that I have here. Is your purpose to be to your family, whatever you're doing now, but there is no support, there's no help, there's no confirmation of you being who you are, giving. And nothing is ever being sent your way. So tonight on this call, let's all just take a few moments and send Marilyn loving release of this pressure in the temples and the jaws and the breath area. And the abdomen And we pray for Marilyn to be released and be able to speak and receive what she needs to be at peace and joy. Thank you, Marilyn. And if there's anything else you would like to share, please hit star 2 to raise your hand. I will check the website one more time. Okay, there's no more comments there. In the silence of the moment, we ask for peace and love, receptivity of grace to be extended to this family. They will find order and unity in being a family and being a team. Marilyn will be released of this burden. We pray. Thank you, Marilyn. Anyone else? But if we have nothing else, then we will close off of the night. I'm going to stop the recording.